This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting to review the situation in the petroleum, crude oil, gas, power and fertilizer sectors amid the evolving West Asia situation. The meeting held in New Delhi focused on ensuring uninterrupted supply, stable logistics and efficient distribution across the country. Several union ministers, including Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, attended the meeting. The government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country, with oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available. No shortages have been reported at retail outlets. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said delivery of domestic LPG cylinders remains normal and panic bookings have declined. It added that the government has increased commercial LPG allocation to the states, with priority given to key sectors including educational institutions and hospitals, and is promoting the expansion of PNG connections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest-serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as the head of the government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in a leadership role. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Minister J.P. Nadda, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu and BJP President Nitin Naveen have congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for being the longest serving head of a government in India. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end tomorrow evening. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on Tuesday. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 26th of March. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal Khattar has emphasized that electricity is a fundamental necessity, stressing that ensuring affordable power is essential for access by the common man. The minister said this while addressing the valedictory session of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi. The power minister noted that with schemes like the Saubhagya Yojana and PM Surya Ghar, electricity has now reached remote locations across the country.
सौभाग्य योजना में हमने
अंडर द सौभाग्य योजना वी हैव प्रोवाइडेड इलेक्ट्रिसिटी टू एवरी हाउसहोल्ड इन ऑल विलेजेस इलेक्ट्रिसिटी हैज रीच्ड ऑल होम्स वी आर आल्सो वर्किंग टू सप्लाई इलेक्ट्रिसिटी टू वेरी रिमोट विलेजेस नियर बॉर्डर एरियाज अ फ्यू विलेजेस आर लेफ्ट इन माउंटेन्स एंड फॉरेस्ट रीजंस फॉर देम अ विजन कॉल्ड वाइब्रेंट विलेजेस हैज बीन कॉन्सेप्चुलाइज्ड एंड वी आर मूविंग फॉरवर्ड ऑन दैट एज वेल
उस पर भी आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं.
Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil today said tap water connections have reached over 15 crore rural households, leading to improved health, enhanced living standards and greater dignity for women. The minister was virtually addressing participants from five states during the Sujal Gram Samvad organized as part of the concluding event of Jal Mahotsav 2026. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has exuded confidence that India will not only meet its own technological needs, but also those of all emerging economies in the Global South. The minister was speaking at the closing ceremony of the two-day Bharat Innovates Deep Tech Pre-Summit 2026 at IIT Bombay today. Mr. Pradhan asserted that in the next decade, India will lead in deep tech sector. In squash, India is assured of the men's singles title at the Indian Open 2026 as Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the final with impressive victories in their respective semi-finals. Veer Chotrani will be up against Abhay Singh in an all-India final clash in Mumbai today. Meanwhile, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh will take on second seed Hana Moataz of Egypt in the women's singles final of Indian Open tournament in Mumbai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.